We're here, right here. Welcome to Ism Radio. We're back. We've been gone. I don't know what these little young coon dances are, but yeah. I'm trying to do the young coon dance. But we're here, man. Glad to have everybody tuning in to Ism Radio. I am Tariq, chilling right here. We weren't here last week, but we're here today. Over here, we have Miss Layla with granola bar crumbs.
I know, I was trying to dust them off before you came over here. Trying to look civilized.
Yes, and over here we have Miss Bree.
Hey, y'all. What up?
Bree looking like she's about to go out and catch her a good sugar daddy today.
She
Bree came
is.
In here shining like a motherfucker. Glow the fuck up.
You see? You see me?
Man, show him the shoe. I wish I yeah, show him the shoe. Kick the shoes up. She got the shoes on like she's about to go to Studio 54 on it. She'd have kicked Isambot. I mean, all hell is broken loose. Shit.
Oh my God.
God, Lord have mercy. She, poor Isabel. Lord, it's abuse.
So
man. So, how y'all been?
Good. Happy belated.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a birthday.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Birthday.
The big,
yes, indeed.
You don't put no numbers on it?
No. Well, yeah, I'm older than motherfucker.
You look young. You look good. You're aging okay. I'm
getting AARP pamphlets in the mail, though. Shit. So they trying to tell me something. I got a coupon for a Life Alert bracelet.
They
said that you get a discount.
What about that McDonald's senior coffee?
I know. I'm like, shit. I went to see Jurassic Park. It cost $3 because I got the senior discount, goddammit. But yeah, we're here. We are here, man. What have y'all been doing this week? What have y'all been doing?
Just a lot, really. Just handling business. I seen Bree last week because everybody kept asking where Ism was, so it's good to know.
God.
Y'all missed us.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's like, what is happening?
He's like, y'all got fired?
No, Lord.
I was like, damn. Take it that far. Damn.
No, last week. This computer here, which is where we stream from, my kids they be fighting and shit, and they tore the shit up.
Oh, it was your kids?
Yeah. They threw the shit down. They throw down computers and shit and throw down.
Oh, they don't know.
They those kind of kids. They be throwing shit all on the ground. So they broke this.
Oh, damn.
The screen, screen was all fucked. They compete with each other to tear up shit.
Oh,
like,
damn.
Okay, you tear up a vase, I'm going to tear up the TV. That type of shit. So then I had to get this fixed, so we didn't do the show last week. But we're here. We got it straight. Everything is cool in the gang. And we're ready to get it popping and all that. Oh, yeah. Y'all know it was my birthday. Bree got me a gift. She brought this.
Yeah. So you got her. It's a card on the front you have to
read. Let me
read.
Hold on.
You got to read.
All right.
The card.
This is from, where is it from? Nothing But Cakes. You know, I like
he
that.
Likes sweets.
Y'all know I like sweets.
Lord have mercy.
And I'm doing I'm doing a video this weekend. I've been trying to cut down off sweets, but fuck that. Your very own dessert box, so you don't have to sneak away and get sweets.
Do you remember when we was on tour? He kept sneaking. Y'all.
He was like, I'll be right back.
Tariq would be like, I'll be right back. He'd be going, 20 minutes. Me and Layla be like, damn, what
come
happened
by
to
with
Tariq?
A fruit pie.
Yeah, he come back with pie. Cheesecake and shit.
Hell yeah. Man, I'm addicted to sweets. Let me see what. Open this. Somebody
I know,
open it.
Right, yeah.
I got you something too.
Oh, good.
It's some more sweets. I just didn't bring
it's
it.
Okay. Oh, shit. No, Layla about to go down to Krispy Kreme and get me some donuts real quick.
I swear, y'all, I got him a gift.
And put a
I
bow
swear
on the box.
I got him some sweets.
Let's see. Let's see what we got here with Miss Bree. Oh, shit.
There you go.
Oh, man. Let's see what's popping.
Let's see.
All right. Let's see.
I was waiting for him to open it, too.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Some Bundt cupcakes on y'all ass.
That shit, they so bomb.
Nigga. Bree, thank you so much, beloved.
So
do y'all see
bomb.
How good that looks? Hold on, I want to show y'all this so y'all can see how popping this is. That shit is good. I'm going to be looking like Ruben Studdard on this video, goddammit.
That's why you got to share them.
Damn.
Yeah, you
have to share your calories.
It's like when I try to get out, you bring me right back in. Shit. But yeah, those are good. Thank you so much, Bree.
You're
when
welcome.
Is your birthday, Bree? So now I'm obligated to up the ante. Yeah. When somebody
you
give you
December,
something.
You know, you got
oh,
a
your birth-
you
oh, yeah,
you
your
got
birthday
time.
Is in December.
You got time, you got time.
And both of y'all birthdays in December, right?
Yep.
God damn, I got to go down to the 99 cent store twice. Shit.
I know what 99 cent store shit look
honestly,
like.
Honestly, at first, I really didn't know what to get him. I was like, Tariq has everything.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I thought, like, he likes sweets, and I swear, I said, okay, I'm going to get him some cupcakes. So I got those for you.
Oh, this is. I'm going to eat one of these bitches on air.
Yeah, I want one on air, too.
I want one, too.
No, you keep that one. Say age to perfection on it. Don't be trying to get out there.
Yeah, get some. Get
I
one.
I want one. I'm hungry. I didn't
yes. Care. Fatima, do you want a cupcake, dear?
I want a.
Oh, yeah, let's get one. Fatima, come in, dear. Let's bring in my lovely assistant.
I want that one.
Fatima.
One. Yeah.
Yes, come back here on show. Get on camera, Fatima. No.
Yes.
Fatima, come on. We let me see. We can't see you. Week,
but I see Fatima all on the gram modeling.
I know.
Stuff.
Fatima be doing it.
I was at her fashion show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to smack it in here. All right. This is off the chain. Oh, I told you. Shit. I need some ice cream for this one.
I know.
Shit.
We need some
warm. Both of y'all are y'all sound
these
like
are, no, these are the best, though. When I'm
they these are off the chain, man.
Oh, my God.
Man.
It's so soft. All
right. So what should I get Bree and Layla for
don't
their birthday?
Them.
Don't ask
I know
them.
These niggas. You a can't. Phone? You know these niggas. Man. All right, so what's been happening out here? Who's smacking the most? Let me see. Both of y'all smacking. So, Layla, you gonna talk with your mouth full.
No.
What's been happening out here in the news?
Well, first, before I really, really get into news, can we just talk about really quick about LeBron James coming to Los Angeles,
yes,
please?
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I am excited. Because we're from L.A. L.A. people, we're excited about that because we had no action since 1993 in the court since Kobe left. So, but the thing that kept getting on my nerves is that I know that Kobe congratulated him. Of course, he's a good sport. What he looked like hating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But low key, I know that sports players are very competitive.
Yeah.
This is Kobe City. Low key, he might feel some type of way. I think personally,
even
think he's
after
happy.
He retired though.
Yes, yes, yes. Male have egos. Yes. Yes.
I mean. Man.
Low key, I'm saying, but I think he's like a little bit happy, but it's something inside of him is like, damn, this is my city. And what if LeBron goes and like kills his stats?
You think so, Tariq? Like, do men hold on to shit that hard?
Yeah, because, you know, Kobe has a legacy here, so LeBron, I mean, that shit has crazy excitement.
Yeah, it does.
All over the city. I mean, the city is buzzing off that, and that's going to bring in so much revenue for the city of Los Angeles and the Lakers. So, you know, and LeBron is a monster. You coming in hot, and, you know, that's going to... And LeBron is going to perform. He's going to do some good things. So, you know, Kobe might feel a certain way about that because Kobe's a little funny style type of dude.
But ain't LeBron the type of player that need some key players around him? And do the Lakers have that for him?
I think they might.
They're not done trading, are they? Are they going to bring some more people on, or they spend all their money on LeBron? You think?
I don't know. But you know, that was a hell of a deal they made.
$154 million.
You saw who the Warriors picked up.
DeMarcus
Cousins.
Yeah, man.
That's not fair. They not playing fair.
Man,
they so wrong for that.
Man. So anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
So since y'all talk about LA, I got to talk about what happened in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I've never heard this story before I saw this post, but a 3-year-old girl got awarded $2.5 million.
Yeah.
After a police officer pointed a gun at her chest.
Yeah.
This happened in 2014, so this is a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the little girl suffered from PTSD. It was like the worst case of PTSD she's ever experienced.
Of course.
Yeah, they like busted in her house trying to do a raid and had a gun pointed at her mom's head, like at the little girl's chest. And they gave her $2.5 million.
Yeah, and it was the wrong house.
And it was the wrong house. That is the key. Yeah, yeah. It was the wrong damn house.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So, but like, is $2.5 million enough? Like, how do you rectify that?
I know.
Is the money enough?
It's not, but it's better than nothing. Yeah. I guess. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
Man. Nah. But Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
You know what? I guess we got a bait. Oh, let me stop smacking.
I know,
I'm like,
smacking.
I'm like, you know what? No, that's so annoying. Guess who has a baby on the way, guys?
Who?
Future.
No.
Future. I heard he did by Lil Bow Wow's baby mom, right?
George yeah, Fox. He does.
Damn.
That's crazy, right?
Damn.
Future just won't stop. Floyd Mayweather Senior.
Oh Lord, yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy. Times must be really hard for certain females. Just saying.
Well, he out here just letting loose.
I mean, he's 65.
Yeah.
And she 25.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he
and
got a new baby.
1 year old.
These old players, man, they be having these like Matthew Knowles. Richard Williams, Serena Williams' dad, didn't
he have
a young
baby?
Yeah, he had a young baby. Yeah.
All these old ass black men out here sowing their royals.
Oh my God.
Crazy. Gotta
chill.
Shit.
Wow,
brothers, what's up with these old school?
Them kids gonna be daddyless soon. These,
I know.
Like, you
I know you about to be
failure.
An orphan with your old ass pops. What's with the old brothers having these babies?
They getting it, and their sperm is still working.
I could have swore I saw Morgan Freeman at the maternity ward the other day. Shit. What's with these old niggas seeding up these young guys? Who are these girls?
I swear.
That's what I want to know.
That's what I said. Somebody it's times that catch
hard. Trying to secure a bag.
Ladies, is it that rough out here?
Yes.
It is rough.
Yes.
Y'all got to go get the old bag.
It's hard times.
It's rough,
out here.
But it ain't that damn.
I guess. I'm wondering if they thinking like, the older guy's gonna be faithful to him.
I know.
That's the number one problem with our generation. Like, you don't trust nobody to be just with you. Like,
yeah.
You really don't.
So, y'all saying if Mayweather Sr., he's sitting on, you know, Floyd done kicked him off a little bit. And Mayweather, he wants to go on a little date with you. Would you go out with him?
No.
Come on, Mine's you thought
no.
of you what?
I can't believe you even asked.
Yes, or somebody's fucking him. So this
yours is a no.
I'm not going out with no Floyd Mayweather Sr. I'm going with Floyd Mayweather.
What if he ain't on the block? He ain't a part of the deal.
Nah.
You saying if Mayweather Sr. don't pull, he pull up in a damn Maybach?
No, I'm not doing
let's
that.
Go back to when she said she'd date a 60-year-old.
Yeah. No, I said 55. I said 55.
So 5 more years?
No. He's 6. That's 10 more years. He's 65.
So how old is Denzel?
I don't give a damn. Whatever you want, just tie me up, Denzel.
Damn.
I don't know. I don't care how.
So the old dude, it depends on how he looks right?
It depends.
Right.
If you Denzel, yes.
But just like with women, again, if a 65-year-old woman, somebody grandma running around, I ain't going to fuck with. But Jada's mom.
Go ahead and bring up your girlfriend.
Yes, I'm saying. There's always an exception.
Peanut, you better watch out for Jada.
I know. Go look at her Instagram, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Jada's mom will get... the dickness with the quickness. If I was single, that's what I'm saying. Let me clean that right on up. If I'm single, well, you know, all that bullshit. Angela Bassett, somebody in the room said Angela. That's another one.
Angie, yeah. Bad as hell.
Nicole that's Murphy?
Yeah.
You always bring up Nicole.
Because I like her.
She's bomb.
She's bomb and she's cool.
And you know, with Angela, I'm so upset at just the industry not giving Angela Bassett, this woman don't have an Academy Award. Yeah. It's just
shameful. Are you serious?
She don't have an Academy Award.
And ever? That one, what?
Nah.
I always thought she had one.
No, she never got one. That woman is phenomenal.
Wow. Even for like What's Love got
to do with everybody like, brings there. On that one, for her to not get it for
or
that.
Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah.
Like it just don't even make sense.
Yeah, I mean, they robbed that sister of that award. And, you know, they like the Academy. They like... that degenerate shit. They like motherfuckers precious, and I ain't trying to shit on Gabby Sidibe. Always people make it seem. But when you crying and, oh Lord, when you act like a big coon.
Right.
You know, they'll give you all types of awards for that. But you have any kind of dignity, you look good, you're just really in depth into the role. True. They
or you gotta be like slutting it out,
like
Holly
Berry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you gotta be either
you said slutting it out like Holly Berry.
No, in the movie.
Oh, I'm like,
In the movie, Brie. We're not saying that Holly's a slut.
We're saying
in the movie. In the movie, she had to let Billy Bob go up in
there.
Yeah, tear
her
up. She had to get fucked by a racist in a movie in order to get it. Yeah, he was a racist, and it was real crazy shit.
Y'all know Monique's still trying to get money from that. Y'all heard that she, speaking of Precious, she recorded. The conversation with her and Tyler Perry. You hear about that?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
No.
She recorded a conversation that her and Tyler Perry had, and somehow it got leaked. And he was trying to really straighten it out. But I thought it was wrong that she recorded him. And he was like, look, Monique, we're going to straighten this out. If that's what you want, you'll get some money from Precious. I guess she felt like she didn't get what she was owed. She's still trying to get that Precious money.
Damn.
I mean, shit, if she deserved it.
Right.
She played the fuck out. I don't know what she's looking for from it, but she did the fuck out of that.
Yeah, and he said she's going to get it. But the point is
Tyler saying this?
Yes.
Okay.
And they put the whole the conversations out on the internet. And
oh, wow.
It's like she recorded it but didn't tell him and then put it out there.
Oh, now that's kind of a slippery slope. Because you know, that's illegal in some states to record a conversation, you know, and put it on out there like that.
Yep.
But speaking of that whole Precious thing, did y'all see what Lee Daniels and Dane ran up on him?
Oh, my goodness.
That was hilarious.
Did you talk to Dane?
I haven't talked to Dane. I've been meaning to call him. Shout out to Dane. to find out what's going on with that. But Lee Daniels, he came out and said, yeah, I do owe him money. He owned up and fessed up to everything.
And that's amazing. Why do black... Okay, so this is my question to you, Tariq.
Yeah.
Do you think... Because did you hear what Lee Daniels was saying? He was like, Dame Dash is the only man. Mm-hmm. After I made all these movies, the executive, the white executive, still wouldn't give me no money. And this black man gave me the money. Yes, I owe him.
Yeah.
So why does he feel like he didn't have to pay him because he black, or would he have paid these white people?
Oh, they definitely would have paid the white people.
Why do we do? Why do you? They we feel like
we got to get off that. We got because we get around these people in the dominant society, and we think we can start acting like them and start pulling the kind of moves that they pull on us. Mm-hmm. They don't do that. You know, they with each other, they have a code with each other, but when it comes to us, they shit on us. And black folks, unfortunately, we get around them and then we think we can start shitting on other black folks, and we don't have the wherewithal and the luxury to do that. We need to have our own network and our own code so we don't do that, so we can survive in the industry. But shout out to Name. I got to chop up game with Dame about that. Let me get my dude Ty. Oh yeah, before I get my man Ty in here, we got a young cat coming in from Atlanta to chop up some game about what he's got going on. But we got a coffee table book.
Yay!
For these two lovely young ladies right here coming out in a couple of weeks, the Ism Angels book.
Man.
Put a little preview.
People kept asking, like, what is a lookbook? What is a lookbook? Did you see me put my lookbook education?
Yeah. But it's basically a coffee table book.
Yeah.
That's what a lookbook is.
Do people have coffee tables anymore?
Do they?
Do I?
Well,
do.
Yeah, they need need something to chop their weed up on.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
You can chop your weed up on the book, too.
Yeah, you need to do what you gotta do.
It's multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Multi-purpose, where you can look at booties and chop your weed up.
Well, yeah, but I put the cover of the Ism Angels up on Instagram, and people are loving it, and people are like, oh, this is going to be so classy. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on now. Let's not get ahead of yourselves. Don't let that picture fool you. That was a very classy picture, but it's classy and assy in the book, all right?
Tastefully assy, but it's some ass showing.
It's some ass showing. Don't be fooled by that cover. It's a mix, see? That's the thing. They know how to balance it. They know how to be classy. Yeah, and they busting it open a little bit in the book, but it's great. It's going to be real good when it comes out, so you guys be ready for that pretty soon. And the Mink Slide album is coming out, I think, on the 17th of July.
Egyptian
Musk.
When's Egyptian,
the video? We're shooting the video this Saturday.
Okay.
So y'all got to be in some of the scenes.
What is my call time?
Yes. And Fatima, you got to be in some of the scenes, too.
Yes, Fatima.
Fatima, like, Saturday. I don't get paid enough for this.
Fatima.
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple of pickup scenes we're going to do.
What are we going to do in the video? Like, what are me and Brie? What do you think?
Don't say
I don't want to say this. Yeah, okay. I don't want to tell the treatment.
Oh, okay.
We're off air. But yeah, that's coming soon. Let me get Ty, come on in, brother. Let me get my brother Ty in here.
Who do you think is so good?
Yeah, those don't. You still chomping on them? Mm-hmm. What's up, Ty? Let's get you right there in the middle. Let's get Ty a mic. Okay. Man, we got our young brother right here, my man Ty. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Hold the mic up so we can hear you, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, just put the headphones on, brother.
All right.
Because Ty is real soft-spoken, brother. My man Ty hit me up the other day. He's a fan of the work. He wanted to meet a player. And where you from, Ty? You from Atlanta, right?
D.C.
Live in Atlanta?
I live in Atlanta now.
Okay. So Ty, he was a child prodigy. This brother, very smart brother. This is one of our potential youth leaders. This brother is a very bright brother. How old were you when you graduated from school, from high school?
So I was 13 when I graduated from high school, and then I finished up undergrad at 15 and got my master's at 17.
Let's go. Let's go.
That brother is not fucking around at all. Wow. I like shit like this. I love my young folks. Man, what was your inspiration, man? How was your upbringing, brother?
Oh, man. I mean, I was just inspired by so much. I mean, growing up, I traced my beginnings to a one-bedroom apartment in Southwest Washington, D.C. Me, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister. In a room around this size, you know what I'm saying? And I just remember the nights that we would spend together, I knew that there was so much more out there for me. And so my pursuit of knowledge was kind of what fueled that process. I saw that as my mom and my dad were in school pursuing higher education, that our lives got better. Like, literally, you know what I'm saying? That top ramen turned into some better noodles, you know?
Yeah.
Being a sausage just turned to kielbasa, like, life started getting a little bit better. And, you know what I'm saying? I just saw, like, very early on how the pursuit of wisdom, pursuit of knowledge could translate to a better life. So nobody ever had to tell me, you know, Ty, go to school, care about it. It was just something that I wanted to do because I saw it as a way to come out.
So how was it, man? You graduated high school at 13.
13, man.
Damn. Nigga, 13, I was eating boogers. You know, just doing stupid shit at 13. Right. This brother graduated high school. When you were when you went to high school, you were the youngest person in the whole high school, right?
I was a freshman, so I came in like a year younger than my freshman class.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I was the youngest to graduate.
Wow.
And then
wow.
When I got to Howard, it's crazy. So I'm actually here with my homeboy Donovan.
Yeah.
Donovan Davis, he's in here with me. I went to Howard with him. But man, I was just out there chilling at Howard. Like,
what's up, Donovan? Yeah, I mean, yeah. My dude is 13 in high school, though. Yeah. That's
you
gangster.
You can't put your man around it, huh?
I know. Just think about it. Just think about it. 13-year-old, this motherfucker rolled up to the prom on a tricycle. Like, bitch, get on.
Nah, so look, so you asked, how did it work socially? And I feel like people always ask that question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Donovan would tell you, I was in the clubs at 13 because all you needed was your Howard ID.
A word?
And I remember the bouncer always just say, like, you look like you like 12. I'm like, shit, I'm 14. You know what I'm saying? Laughing on my way in there. But it was honestly, I blended in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My parents had always taught me to feel comfortable around whoever. Like, I was living in the dorms by myself. You know what I'm saying?
At 13, 14?
13 years old. I moved out of my parents' house and you know what I'm saying? Started living independently. So, really immersed in it. I pledged cap at 16. So, you know, I'm...
Yeah. Shout out to the Cappers. Shout out to my brothers. I love them, brothers.
Shout out to the noobs.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So you're in Atlanta now, right?
I'm in Atlanta
now. When did you move to Atlanta?
I moved to Atlanta August.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Moved to Atlanta August. Working on John Marshall Law School there.
Okay.
Finishing up there. Started a scholarship fund, Diamond Scholarship Fund, based out of Atlanta.
Okay.
So we had our first scholarship award spring semester. Awarded it to a graduating senior from Fayetteville State University. It was the Colin Kaepernick Social Justice Award.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Just gave out an award to somebody in the community that, you know what I'm saying, best exemplified social justice pursuits.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, what are you trying to... Now, are you still in college now?
I'm still in school now, yeah.
Are you at Rutgers? Where are you?
John Marshall Law School.
Okay, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to be a lawyer?
Yeah.
Man, we need brothers like you. Studying law in the courtrooms, representing. And this is why I wanted this brother here, because when we see young brothers like this, we as a community, we have to cultivate brothers like this. We have to embrace them, show them that we got them. Because when you see bright brothers like this, understand that those in the dominant society, they look for cats like this so they can get them. You dig? Mm-hmm. And they'll get these brothers like this, and then all of a sudden we'll get a Jesse Lee Peterson walking up here. This is why we got to get them and embrace them and prop them up and hold them and have them do work for the community. So I love what this brother here is doing. How many degrees do you have? You have multiple degrees right now, right?
Yeah, so I have my my bachelor's, I have my master's, and working on his JD now.
Oh, that's what's up.
What field of law do you want to go in? Family law, criminal law,
so
entertainment law?
I feel like in actual practice, mine will probably look more like business law. I know that I always wanted to learn law because growing up in D.C., I just saw a lot of people go to jail simply for not knowing their rights. So the idea of pro bono advocacy is always something that I wanted to do. You know, I'll probably end up paying my bills with business law, doing like mergers and acquisitions, more private sector. But just based on the financial security that I have from that on the side, I definitely want to be in the community, you know, helping people beat these simple cases,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's, think about all the people that are in jail because they can't pay bail.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Just little simple stuff like that. You know, I want to be an advocate for those people. So
that's so dope.
Somebody in the chat room said, are you into black women?
Of course. Of course.
The ladies wanna know. So are you dating, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm dating. You know, I had a girlfriend last year. And just got a relationship when I moved to Atlanta, man.
Okay.
So that's what I want to know. Like, what is the dating life? Because if you're in college at 13 and 14, the women that you are around are grown women.
Yeah.
Grown women.
So,
yeah.
Like, are you a young guy that likes older women? Or, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's who I'm around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm coming prepared and packaged as a young man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 23 in age, but...
Maturity,
you know what I'm
level,
saying?
You're like
maturity,
what,
accolades, the way I'm moving, the things that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? I feel like an older woman can appreciate it. So
yes, they
would. I'm definitely looking for older women, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that I discriminate on women my age.
Right,
you know,
right.
I appreciate them too, but...
But you a child in college. I'd be like, hey, ladies,
crazy.
I need you to change my fucking pamper and give me some pussy while you're doing it.
I also want to know, like, what advice do you have? So say someone, not your age now, but like a young guy is in the pursuit of education, is as fast as you were, like, what do you, how do you, did you stay focused?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I just, honestly, I'm motivated by the fact that, like, you know, time is only luxury. You don't got 5 seconds to go because that's gone. You don't got 5 seconds from now because you could drop dead in 4. You got to do what you can, you know what I'm saying, in your now. And I feel like that's just all that motivated me, just doing the most that I could in my now, making the most of my day. I try to win every day. I try to win every hour to win that day, you know what I'm saying? I try to win every minute to win that hour. Like, it, I break it down like that. Yeah. I just want to win in my now. And I think that's how you do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just... it's a calculated thing. You know what I'm saying? The proper prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Okay, speak on it, young man.
And brother, you've spoken at the White House before, right?
I have.
Yes, speak on that.
I spoke at the White House. This was, goodness, like 2 or 3 years ago. Okay. Just pursuant to my job with the D.C. government. I work with the Office of Youth Programs. Shout out to the Office of Youth Programs, Department of Employment Services. But I work with Director Thinny Freeman. And what we do is we have a summer youth employment program where we give roughly 18,000 kids every summer a youth employment experience. Just, you know what I'm saying, subsidized all out of D.C. city funding. And we pay for them, I think it's 8 weeks or so in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise you have kids running a race with no finish line.
Right, right.
That's when you have, you know what I'm saying, the crime ramping up. You know what I'm saying? Kids trying to make money during the summer. So we give them a legitimate means to do it. And I was just kind of just speaking on how summer youth employment is beneficial to big cities and kind of how we can help define a race for these kids that are just otherwise running with no finish line, you know?
Absolutely. So have you set up any kind of businesses for yourself right now?
I have. So I actually just got done doing the soft launch of an app that I'm working on with my family called the Mobile Follow-Up app.
Okay, what's that about?
So follow-up, first of all, I'll give you the background. So my family is in medicine. My mom is a registered nurse. Mm-hmm. My dad is a professor at Howard Medical School. You know what I'm saying? So very immersed in the medical sciences. And just one day, we were actually on vacation. We did a spring break together in St. Lucia. And just sitting around dinner one day, and my dad said, you know, I got a good idea. And I want you to kind of, you know what I'm saying, do the legwork and run with it. Mm-hmm. It just so happened that I knew an app developer from Howard by the name of Shanique Allseen. He has a company called Relevant Systems.
Okay.
We just got together and we made an app. And basically what the app does is it takes follow-up, medical follow-up, and kind of digitizes it. The idea of taking all those phone calls and follow-up phone calls you have with your doctor and just literally taking it to your phone, putting it in the app, kind of streamlining that communication, easing continuity of care.
Oh, yeah, that's so tight. That's tight, man, because because a lot of times you get in touch with your doctor and you have a symptom, you have an ailment, and sometimes you don't know what you talk to the doctor about. So having all that stuff right there on the ready, just in case you need to go to another doctor, you can have that and give it to them so they don't have to make all that
back. You never forget what you were talking about. You know, it's all there. It's all, you know.
Oh, man, that's a great damn idea. That's a great idea. Yeah. That's tight. So when is that going to come out fully?
So the hard launch, I think we're looking at in the next couple weeks, honestly. Oh, cool. You know what I'm saying? Probably just have like another event for that in D.C. probably, because that's home. So
You know what
I'm saying? Just a bigger event. But I got some other apps that I'm working on. I'm working on a business entity called Stew2Go.
Stew2Go?
Yeah, called Stew2Go. And basically what that is for $25 an hour, we can come pull up on you wherever you're at with studio equipment. And let you record a song, let you record a podcast, whatever it is you want to do.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Damn, that's tight, man. It's a mobile studio, so I'm going to want to bust a freestyle.
A lot of people. Yes. That's tight. Yeah.
That's tight.
What are you doing out here?
Just...
in LA, you just visiting?
Just visiting.
Oh, okay.
Just visiting. I got some friends and family out here, so just.
How long are you here for?
A couple days.
Okay. Yeah. You been out here before?
Yeah. When I was younger. Not since I've been an adult. So.
Okay. Cool.
Man. You've been an adult for a long time. Well, you know.
Now, how old are you now?
23.
Well, yeah, he's a young dude.
He's been an adult for 10 years.
I know.
Let me
just
tell it.
My dude. So man, that is what's going on. So what would be your dream project? A project that was just, you were born to do this project.
Oh, man. So I feel like ever since I was younger, God has just calling me to just assemble people and just kind of just bring ideas together and really cultivate collaborations and do productive things. Mm-hmm. I would want to sit in a room with literally all the movers and shakers, all of the shareholders, you know what I'm saying? People in the hip hop industry, athletes, all of that. Sit down and really talk about how we could effectively, you know what I'm saying, end a lot of these community issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Very simply, you know what I'm saying? Because I see the Magic City Instagram live stories, and I see the V-Lives, and I see the money we're throwing.
Yeah.
And for only a fraction of it, I'm telling you what I could do. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I'm not saying that I want, you know what I'm saying, all of these athletes and these entertainers to deviate from what they're doing. You get to enjoy what you work for.
Of course.
Of course. All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, shave off. Give me like 0.1% of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And let me make that flip, and I guarantee you we're going to make something positive happen. Just really just want to sit down in a room with some people and just get some funding behind some good ideas. That's
absolutely. Really absolutely. Nice. My man. Where can people find you, Ty?
All right. So Twitter. My name on there is Ty Hobson Powell. Just my name, TyHobsonPowell. On Instagram is Kappa Alpha Ty. KappaAlphaTy. And
let's look at the gram. Let's see what's on
Instagram.
There. Let's make sure ain't no white women on there.
Yeah. Put some shit in there. Let's see. What do you think is spelling the white women?
I just don't want the brother to come in here bucking his eyes next time. That's all.
You are so.
I don't want no butter biscuit crumbs on the brother.
My gram certified, man.
Now let's see what's going on with it, because they'll
have a hard time. They both have a hard time. I got his page already. I'm like, what is it?
That's my man Kai. Kappa Alpha Tie, right here.
Cool.
Right. He's chilling.
All right.
My man doing a lot of solo shots. I'm trying to see what the women look like on here.
What's he doing? I'm just joking.
All right. Y'all follow my brother, man.
Yeah,
follow Ty.
Nice.
Follow this brother. Support what he's doing.
Yeah.
The Hobson Powell Diamond Fund, LLC. What is that?
That's what the scholarship is up under.
The scholarship, okay.
That's what the scholarship is up under. But also, I have a speaking series called Ty Talks.
Okay.
So the most recent Ty Talks I did was at Harvard University in November, and I spoke on womenism. Yeah. The idea of just protecting the black woman and how we need to do a better job of that.
You better speak in here.
Yeah.
But just Ty Talks was a speaker series just kind of designed where I feel like I have an approximate knowledge of a lot of stuff and kind of a relatability to my peer group where they would want to hear it, where they may not want to hear it from somebody older. You know what I'm saying? Where it might feel like a lecture from somebody older. It just feels like a conversation with me. Mm-hmm. And so I try to take, you know what I'm saying, just interesting hot topics and have a real, you know, intelligent conversation about it with my peers.
Yeah, that's what's up. Somebody said, has he seen Hidden Colors? Of course he's
seen Hidden Colors. Yeah, I've seen Hidden Colors.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Hidden Colors, man. Yo, and it's crazy. It's crazy because it's like Hidden Colors is kind of just true to, like, I guess, like what I'm living through right now. How many of you have ever heard of me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They obscure this part of the history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you look at my most recent pic on Instagram, I said if I was a murderer or a thief, you would have known me already.
Yeah.
But really, the initial shirt was if I was a murderer or a victim, because you see, they also show us in that victim status too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Getting
harmed. You know what I'm saying? They'll show that image because it feeds that security. You know what I'm saying? That they have, like, okay, we still got them going down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like we'll portray you either as the beast. As this black beast, as this, you know what I'm saying, this murderous guy, this thief, this criminal, or this victim.
Absolutely. Right.
But never as the king, never as the queen.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, absolutely. Of course, I've seen Hidden Colors, man.
Of course.
A couple of them.
My man. Yes. So y'all follow my brother Ty. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on Twitter. My man. Good brother. Good to have you in here, Ty. My man. All right, man. You go in the lobby. I'm going to talk to you in the lobby in a minute, brother. We'll chop it up. That's my brother Ty right here. Young brother right here. We're going to get him a nice, thorough sister. And Ty, if you see Black China, run. If you see her, run. Because she's out here soaking up young niggas. And she got a new one. Talk about that. Who's the new dude? Ain't he with the money team, the new dude?
He is, he's a new boxer. And 50 Cent actually went on a, let me see, I got his name actually. 50 Cent went on a little lightweight rant and was telling him
to run.
He was like, yo, run. He was like, she gonna have you high in a week. She gonna mess up your career. Like, run.
Man.
It's crazy.
Man.
And he's 19, and I think she's like 30-something. His name is, what is his name? Oh, Devin Haney.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's 19.
I gotta holler at my money team, folks. Shout out Agent Earl. Shout out Earl. I gotta holler at you. Make sure my dude is all right, because Black China's out here just sucking the life out of niggas.
Yeah, because they're young, like young guys, and she's older, and you know, it's crazy.
Man,
y'all hear about the little beef though, 50 Cent and Jim Jones?
Yeah, but it's not a real beef.
I don't know. I mean, it could be all in fun, but
it is.
Okay.
They be taking some real shots. It's funny. They take real shots at each other. But that's the East Coast way. Like, they go in on each other.
You go in, but it's all love. She's trying to get that booty right.
I saw that. Speaking of 50 Cent, have y'all seen the new Power?
I did not see it yet.
Oh, breathe.
I'm working too much.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
I wanted to jump through the TV.
Everybody was talking about the Tyreek.
Yo, Tyreek though.
Oh, he was trending.
Spoiler alert, y'all. Oh, I really want to say if y'all ain't seen it, godly.
People just want to whoop that little boy's probably ass so bad.
Probably in real life too.
I think that little boy is in danger in real life.
That's one of those characters though. He's not gonna ever be able to get away from you.
Yeah.
Everybody is gonna still feel that way about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is dirty. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to see that.
It's so juicy.
It's a good, great, great show.
That's my favorite show. That's the shit. I can't miss that.
Yeah.
But you got to watch it.
That show is the shit.
That show is good as hell.
So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
I just want to know if you saw your guy. It's his homie.
Who?
Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Jesse.
Messy Jesse.
He didn't claim July as White History Month, guys.
Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson said.
Yeah, Kumbat, what do you got to say about that?
I know.
What do you know Kumbat got to say?
He went on a rant about it. You know, this is your country. You know, you guys should have a White History Month. You built the greatest country in the world. He's just like,
I'm so, oh, is he, oh my
the
God.
The Uncle Ruckus on him is
that's why Jesse,
thing.
His cooning. He's trying so hard to be a coon.
It's like
that's
next why level cooning.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I don't even think white people take him seriously anymore. Yeah. He's so coonish.
Like White History Day?
Yeah. White History Month.
Yeah.
Are you? He's joking. He's trying to trend right now.
No, he's dead big ass.
But Jesse is messy. Jesse is always messy. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Let's see what else. Hold on.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Layla, you know you stay ready. Okay, let me eat a cupcake while you get the shit together.
No, it was in my phone, so I was like,
you want another cupcake?
I know. I'm going to fuck these cupcakes up when I get off air, nigga.
No, oh my God. Sean Kingston. Do you know he's hiding again from another jeweler?
They said he lying.
Lord, what happened
with
Sean?
They said he lying? Girl. No, it's a guy named Ben the Baller.
Oh, that's where he hiding from?
Yeah, Ben the Baller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ben the Baller. And remember last time he got tied up by some other jewelers that were looking for him? Because basically he gets jewelry and doesn't finish paying him. Yeah. So this guy was like, he went on like a rant on Instagram. He was like, please someone tell this fat jelly roll that's scared to come out the house, I'm not the one. I'm not the white jeweler that my Jewish parents gave me a company. I'm from the streets and I'll whoop your ass. So that's
Ben
how
Baller
we gonna
said this?
Yeah, he said that's how we gonna settle this. I'm not calling the, he said well, I'm not get, calling the police or none of that. I will see you in the streets. That's what he said. I was like, okay.
Lord, you can let Ben Baller punk you out.
Okay.
Dude, I'll slap some rice out that motherfucker's mouth. You try that shit. Okay. How you Sean Kingston? Come on. Didn't Migos jump him or something.
Yep.
He get jumped and beat up by some of the most soft people.
Cause he ain't none of them thugs though. That's what
God damn.
They all faking it.
Uh-uh. Man. You know, there was another jeweler that Matt Barnes. Shout out to Matt Barnes.
Oh, get him on the show.
Yeah, I got to get Matt. Get your ass on the show, Matt.
Get your ass down,
Matt. Get on the show. Matt follows me on the gram. Matt, we need you on the show to chop it up, and you'll be a great guest.
Yeah, he's dope.
But Matt exposed this one jeweler. I can't think of the guy's name, but the jeweler was making excuses for some black people getting pulled over, black people getting shot. Mm. So he was talking some low-key white supremacist shit, and this jeweler, a lot of people get jewelry from him, like Chris Brown and a lot of A-list black people get jewelry from this white dude. He's a white jeweler, and he's talking this real slick anti-black talk. We got to watch who we give our money to.
Right.
We can't be making these people rich and buying their little nigga trinkets that we don't need. We don't really need all that shit.
For real.
And we're bawling these people out, and then they turn around and talk greasy. Right. We got to get off that bullshit, black folks. Majorly, we got to get off that.
That's what all these
be over
do.
Jewelry anyway. A lot of people like you know, there's big people like Jay-Z, and you know, they don't even wear jewelry.
Yeah,
like they just like okay.
Yeah, that shit is kind of corny it's now. All that old out. That gaudy jewelry. Yeah,
like one little chain. That's
one chain, a ring, and a watch.
One little chain.
Yeah, niggas be having you know they mama picture and shit in gold and all that shit is that gaudy bullshit. That shit is played. Man. All right. We're about to get up out of here.
Wait, I want to say one more thing.
We talk about how messy.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to talk about the Morris Hotel. Do y'all hear about that?
Oh, no, yeah. What happened?
It's a new hotel coming out in New Orleans called the Morris Hotel, and it's basically paying homage to the Moors.
Really?
So it's going to be, it's going to be, the whole design is going to be like African architecture. It's going to be really, really nice, and it's going to be in New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Yeah, it's going to be in Atlanta. No, they say it's going to be in New Orleans. Okay. And it's a guy, he used to go to Howard University, and he's the one that created it. So I, was gonna, I thought that was dope.
That is dope.
Yeah,
is.
And it's called the Morris Hotel, and it's going to, we should stay there when we go, y'all.
I would love to.
See, I'm throwing it out there. Our next meet and greet at the Morris Hotel, y'all.
Yes. Yeah, I really, we really enjoyed New Orleans.
Yes.
For real,
the food, though.
This summer, got
to
get back.
Yes, I was trying to go to Chicago with Bree. Like, wait.
When you going back to Chicago, Bree?
This next week.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was trying to go, but we'll go next.
I'm trying to go next week.
Lord. Brie got a nigga out there. She's trying to low-key slip out there with.
No, I need, you know, I.
Why are you going out there?
Because I need a break from L.A. Like, I need to get back to.
That's code word for nigga.
No. Okay, no, dead ass. No.
No, I feel her.
Like, you don't realize.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I ran from Chicago running from, like, you know, the violence and the weather and all of that shit. But then, like,
it's summertime now.
It's a part of my who I am. It's part of my DNA. And I just need to get back to it every now and then just to refresh, restart.
So it's nothing going on. You're just going to catch
it's
up.
It's summertime shit going on. Oh, shit. Okay. It's all types of shit going on in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
I know it's popping out there. Speaking of Chicago, I saw a video of a jail out there in Chicago. And the dudes in jail jumped these guards. They beat the shit out these guards in Chicago. Mm. So them niggas in Chicago ain't fucking around.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was Cook County, but yeah, it was a couple of guards in there. They gaffled up one brother, and all them brothers started whooping them guards' ass.
And you know what? You know what I don't like about black people, and that's the one time that we could come together.
In
jail.
In a fight.
I know.
In
jail, in a fight.
No, because in a fight, and if it was outside, it would have been different. It would have been phones out, people laughing, world star, shit.
Yeah.
But then when you in a jail, and then you don't have all of these extremities, and you know what I'm saying?
Then that's you
all
do you what you got to damn do.
Right. Then you want to squad up.
Yeah. Why can't we do what we got to do now?
Exactly.
Squad that shit up right now.
Gang up at all times.
Exactly. Like, because all these white supremacists running up on black folks randomly.
Yeah.
This shit is getting crazy. Yes. Anything you do, you cut grass, they run up on you.
Call the kids.
Anything.
Did you guys see a video? This is kind of old, but like a couple weeks ago, this guy got shot in Chicago, and he was still living.
Yeah, we talked. They covered him up.
Yeah,
but they saw him. He was still moving.
It's like, take that fool to the hospital. What am I doing?
So a lot of folks were like, that's on some organ trafficking shit.
Right.
Of course,
you know,
they doing that out there.
Big time. Big time.
That's why I say no.
Exactly.
Yeah. Girl, they're going to take your
shit. I know, anywhere. Exactly. I still said no. You going to fight me for my organs.
I know. Man, anyway, y'all. What y'all doing this weekend?
I don't know. Oh, I know. I am. Yeah, I'm going to San Diego.
Oh, shit. What's happening in San Diego?
I have some family from out of town out here.
Oh, cool.
Family. Oh, my God.
It's a white voice.
Oh, my God. San Diego makes me talk like that.
San Diego is the shit, though. San Diego is nice. San Diego is very nice.
I love San Diego. It's so peaceful.
It is.
Just going out there for a couple days, take the kids to Legoland, stuff like that. That's what we're doing, so.
Legoland. I heard Legoland is the shit, too. I've never been to Legoland.
Yo, your kids will love it.
Yeah, I heard it's the shit down there.
It is.
And what you doing this weekend, Bree?
I might catch a water park. It's my little cousin turned 18.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she gonna try to catch the water park. I'm gonna do that and work.
That's what's up.
So where can we find you, Layla, on the gram?
Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ.
And Bree, where can we find you?
I deleted my Instagram. Don't find me anymore, guys.
Oh, please.
What?
Please.
You lying.
You deleted your gram?
When?
What's wrong with deleting your gram?
She's
like,
lying.
I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to live in that experience.
Please. Why are you lying?
Why are you lying, Bree?
Let me pull her up right now.
Find me at It's Bree Small.
Oh my God. Let me pull this heifer up.
What kind of lies are you telling?
Y'all, I do. I want to get off Instagram so bad.
I do too.
Because it takes up so much of my life without me even paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go on there for something real quick, and then 2 hours later, I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yes.
I didn't bought a swimsuit. Like, looking at some new weave.
You got a Fashion Nova bra and shit.
Right. Who got pregnant by Future? Like, it's just too much shit going on.
I did a fast before. I did a 3-day Instagram fast where I said, because it took my spirituality where I need to get back focused. And I did that away. And then the 3 days helped, though. I had to do something reasonable.
Yeah.
And it really worked because I got back to myself.
Oh, no, I need a
You
break.
Need a quick fast. It's hard, but you can do it.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. All right. We're doing the video this weekend. Out here in LA. Anyway, y'all holler at me. What's my?
I gotta
tell my number. Shit.
Yes.
I'm tired. No.
Email. Call your ass down.
Info at
Tariq.
Info at. info@tariqalite.com. That's what I'm trying to get my email. info@tariqalite.com. God damn. Let me get off here. These cupcakes got me delirious. I'm like a crackhead.
Hello? My number.
There's a giraffe in the living room. Just saying random shit. All right, y'all.
Dennis Rodman ass.
All right, we out.
Peace.
Bye.